and by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday, the 28th of January, 2008. It was on this day in 1986 the Space Shuttle Challenger exploded just 73 seconds after takeoff, killing all seven astronauts aboard. That evening, President Reagan eulogized the astronauts in a speech. He said, "We will never forget them, nor the last time we saw them this morning, as they prepared for their journey and waved goodbye and slipped the surly bonds of Earth to touch the face of God." It's the birthday of the French novelist Colette, born Sidonie Gabrielle Colette in Saint-Sauveur-en-Puisaye, France, in 1873, best known as the author of Cherie, 1920, and Gigi, in 1945. But Colette published over 50 novels in her lifetime, many of them autobiographical. She worked in the music halls of Paris. She became the talk of Paris for bearing a breast on stage, caused a riot at the Moulin Rouge for doing a pantomime of sexual intercourse during a sketch. She began having affairs with women. When World War I broke out, Colette began working as a journalist and converted her home into a hospital for the war wounded. Her most famous novel, published when she was 72 years old, in 1945, Gigi, then adapted into a film and a popular musical. When she died in 1954, she was given a state funeral, and hundreds of thousands of mourners attended. It's the birthday of the painter Jackson Pollock, born in Cody, Wyoming, 1912, an abstract impressionist whose technique of dripping paint onto canvases that lay on the floor was said by some to have come from Indian sand paintings that Pollock saw as a child in Arizona and California. He studied art in Manhattan under the realist mural painter Thomas Hart Benton, and Pollock said of Benton, "He drove his kind of realism at me so hard, I bounced right into non-objective painting." Pollock sometimes applied paint directly from the tube onto the canvas. Other times he used aluminum paint to make the work more brilliant. He was so energetic in the act of painting that his approach to painting became known as action painting. And it's the birthday of the novelist and critic David Lodge, born in London in 1935, who believed that when someone asks a novelist, "What is your novel about?" the novelist should have an answer. He said, "I believe a novel should have a thematic and narrative unity that can be described." Lodge grew up in suburban London to a traditional Catholic family. His early novel, The Picture Goers, about a Catholic family who take in a university student as a lodger. His novel, Ginger, You're Barmy, drew on Lodge's own service in the British Army. And The British Museum is Falling Down, a novel that followed the story of a Catholic graduate student working on his thesis. Here's a poem for today by Willis Barnstone, entitled At My Funeral. I take a seat in the third row and catch the eulogies. It's sweet to see old friends, some I don't know. I wear a tie, good shoes, and greet a stranger with a kiss. It's bliss for an insecure guy to hear deep words. I'll live on them, not miss a throb, and none of us will fear the night. There are no tears, no sad faces, no body or sick word of God. I sing, have a warm chat with friends gone sour, wipe away bad blood, and sweet loves, I tell a bird to tip them off, then tip my hat. At My Funeral, a poem by Willis Barnstone from his collection Life Watch, published by Boa Editions Limited, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Gift subscriptions are available at poetryfoundation.org. produced by Ella Shovanek and Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.